Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer, exploring the lives of men, women, and children living on and around one of the nation's largest military installations. I'm Elizabeth Friend. There are more than 1 million children with parents on active duty in the U.S. military. They face challenges their civilian peers don't, including frequent moves and the stress of a parent's deployment. Joseph Henderson is a classically trained actor and children's educator. He wanted to offer something to help military kids, so he and a team of instructors launched Shakespeare on Base, a free summer performing arts program for children living at Fort Bragg.
In 2011, I was looking for a new challenge to do with children, and I just happened to read an article, a speech given by Deborah Mullen, who is the wife of the former Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen. She eloquently laid out the challenges of children living on military bases. And having done a number of workshops and camps for children that are facing trauma, I said, well, you know, this makes sense. This is something I can possibly help with. And the idea is to free that parent that was taking care of the child for 6 to 7 hours a day so they would have nothing to worry about. And, of course, children of deployed parents got first preferential treatment to sign up. We said we can handle 50 children. Between the ages of 5 and 17. They would rotate in classes between acting, music, dance, art, and singing. At the end of the 2 weeks, they would do a show, which incorporated all of those disciplines, to invite their parents in and the rest of the base to see. On a military base, there's a necessary structure and order that sort of permeates everything. Even the lives of the individuals that are on the base. And there's very little room for individual expression. Of course, the children at first, because of the structure that they're used to, it takes 2 or 3 days for them to let go and to be able to use that creativity and need for self-expression that children have. But when they were able to let go and to be free with their expression, their ability to express and to create. It was an enormous moment in the rooms. And it gave the parents a chance to see their children in a whole new light. And they were very, very thankful and grateful for Shakespeare on Base having come there at that point in time. The arts and the military environment don't necessarily come together, but there is an enormous appreciation from the parents and from the kids from being able to have that opportunity to express themselves that way. It's a wonderful marriage.
The first few years were a success, but following Hurricane Matthew in 2016, Joseph got a call from the United Way of Cumberland County saying equipment for the program, which was stored in the basement, was destroyed in a flood. Keyboards, sets, and costumes were all ruined. Despite the setback, Joseph hopes to continue the program and expand it.
There are over 800 military bases across the world. I think the very least we could do is 2 weeks of arts-enriched summer camps for those kids that are on those bases. So, yes, I would like to do it again. That's the very, very best I can do.
Joseph Henderson lives in Durham. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.